tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. Woo! So no, I don't even know how I started.
I'm about to say, what the fuck was that?
Fuck the chips. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Sex.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed, a safe space for weird thoughts. All that in a bag of motherfucking chips, Lay's preferably. Mm-hmm. Awkward Thinkers.
Let's get it. We don't got our fucking white people.
Yeah,
claps.
We don't have our white people claps because once again, somebody is playing with our buttons. And I literally have to play that on, I had to play that off of my phone, that intro. But, you know, we're here today, and we're doing our thing. Once again, as always, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Drop some likes in the collection plates. Once again, we're going to have the same like go every single time. And then we're going to drop some community conversations. So what that means is, in the comment section in our description on YouTube, we're going to have something for the community to debate about in the comment section. And we're going to reply, and we're going to have some fun. And you can do that on Spotify, too, as well, because they have different polls and things of that. So we can get a little interactive with y'all and see what y'all thinking about as well.
Let's pick them brains.
Yep, let's pick
make
them
sure
brains.
As y'all watching, y'all liking, y'all commenting, and y'all subscribing, make sure y'all sharing this, send this shit to your grandma, your auntie, your uncle, whoever, send this shit to your nephew, send it to the person down the street who you get your drugs from, whoever you need to send this shit to, plug us with your plug, whoever. Again, like, comment, and subscribe, and just share our shit, please. If you like something in the episode, make sure you go into them communities, community conversations, and you go in there and you give your little viewpoint and tell the people how you feeling. Let us know how you feeling.
And shout out to the Akis that's already been Akiing, you know what I mean?
Stay awkward,
you know what I mean? So, you know how we start off the show is anytime, let's give thanks to what we need to give thanks to. What you giving thanks to, man? You don't got nothing.
No, you
never have anything to give thanks to.
Shut the fuck out, let me finish. I want to say I'm giving thanks to, like, the end of a journey. Like, I've been working and shit, and I'm looking at a different job right now. I'm about to quit my current job and kind of not move up, but move up a little bit in my career field.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm giving thanks to that.
To elevation.
Yeah.
To more life. And
I had an interview the other day. It went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Dude said I was really well put together and everything. Yeah. That's just, give thanks for that. Like,
it's always a beautiful thing when you can do good on an interview. Like, it's always a good thing. Like, yeah, nigga, I got that shit in the fucking bag.
Because when I was younger, interviewing for, like, McDonald's and shit, I used to be so nervous. And then when I finally got my first job after getting that and then getting another job after that, it was like, this shit easy. Nigga, I know how to do this shit. Like, I'm in the interview, we chilling, I'm just talking. And, like, he asking questions, I'm firing them back to back. My responses and everything, and I'm cool, calm, and collected and everything. And he was just like, you getting this, like, you, the way that you present yourself is very well. Oh, the way that you answer questions are very, it's very well.
You think he's flirting with you on the side?
No. What the fuck is wrong with you? But yeah, now I'm in the interview, I'm telling him, I'm like, bro, I'm a fan favorite at my, literally my words, I'm telling him I'm a fan favorite at my job and stuff, because he asked him, like, how you get along with people? I'm everybody's favorite, bro.
That's dope. Yeah. I used to go hard for my interview. My best favorite worst job was Chipotle.
Really?
And Chipotle has these things where you have to hit, like, personality check marks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't hit, I think, like, it's like 13 personality check marks, you do not get the job. And you have to, like, and this is prime time Chipotle. Like, everybody, this was a new crave. Everybody
pre-pandemic.
Everybody, like, Chipotle was the hottest thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think that was the only job. They was like Amazon at a point, because that was the only job that was hiring, like, good money for, like, teenagers for minimum wage. Because at the time, Philadelphia's minimum wage was like $7.25
at the time. That shit horrible, terrible. That should be illegal.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it, $7.25? And that wasn't too long ago. That's the thing. That shit was not too long ago.
Because if I had the wages, like, of what they have now for regular jobs, like, right now, like, 15, 14, just to work at the movies or something like that,
yeah,
I would really, like, would love to, like, do that as a teenager.
You know, were you done with your story?
I didn't even start my thing. Well, I was doing things too, but I was just chiming in on yours. Go ahead.
That was a good time in. But I just hate that, like, because I am looking for jobs and shit right now, and it's like you said, jobs are starting at like $15.
Yeah.
And I hate that I have a fucking degree and I went to school for the degree and everything for as many years as I did just to get out and niggas to be offering $18 an hour to work with people who I feel like if I'm working with these kind of people or this kind of population, I should be getting a certain amount of money because I'm going through trauma having to deal with these people. I got to go through certain shit. I got to go through all these trainings and I have to be this certain kind of person. $18 an hour ain't gonna do shit for me, especially when, like you just said, the nigga working the cashier's thing at the movie theater, he making $15, $16. Literally. And that's not to be one of them people, because I'm not a comparer, but it is like, let's make shit make sense.
Make wage great again. That's what we should do. Make wage great again.
And then,
fuck.
I don't know, it's just kind of like a slap in the face. You go out your way and you like, yeah, I got all this, all these years of experience. I got all these qualifications that I meet. And it's like, okay, yeah, we'll start you off at 18. Yeah. And it's like, bitch, I did not go to college to start off at $18 an hour.
For real, bro. And they really be playing in your face. That's why people be like saying, like, that's why I like that college shit when people be like, oh, is it worth it? Sometimes that's really be like. Yeah,
go into STEM.
Yeah. Oh, nigga.
Go into fucking STEM.
Engineering majors, all them biology, agriculture, them farmers and shit, they making bank right off the bat.
Go into STEM or go into, what's another good field? I feel like it needs to be a field that's nursing. Always... Yeah, nursing is decent. Yeah.
What else?
Trade. Go take up some trades and shit. Go to school for free as much as possible. Do not... I used to be one of them people that was like selling the dream of going to college. College can be a fucking scam. I'm not saying don't go to college if that's what you want to do. But unless you have a plan... And sometimes coming from a background that you, if you're the first to go to college, you don't always have a plan. You don't always know the ins and outs, and you don't know the pathways that you need to take. And sometimes when you do go to college, you get stuck with some shitty advisors, and your advisors don't let you know, like, hey, these are the things that will come after college, or these are the things that you need to do while you're here so you're set up for when you finish or whatever. And then also, you being a person on campus, like holding myself accountable, do better. Like, do more and be a little bit more strategic about your future and not just your present.
Yeah. So let me give thanks to what I want to give thanks to, and it has something to do with personality. I want to give thanks to the people that I was either bullied on or the girls who rejected me, because it morphed this beautiful personality that we have today. And it's so well blended, you know what I mean? It's a lot of seriousness, it's sarcasm, it's funny and stuff like that. That's why I feel like my personality is like a aromatic drug that people get like hypnotized. Like, it's like a line of women that go down the street just waiting to be like personalized personally by me.
Really?
And stuff like that. Yeah. You know, the science behind it when you make a woman laugh, because I traditionally make women laugh. So the ideology of it is that when a woman laughs, it's something in the panty, like the threading in the panty, that it, when she laughs, it vibrates, so it shakes off and it goes down. So that means when you make her laugh and the ass jiggles. That's why if you can make her laugh, you can make the ass clap, nigga.
And where did you get this fucking proof from? Where did you get your science from?
Science. I went to school for it.
You sure you went to school for science?
Yeah, I went to school for science, and that's what it is. It's a certain threading in the panty line that makes it like vibrate when a woman laughs. So when you be like, oh, I've been making her laugh, she been cool, you know what I mean? That means she really into you. That's like a mating call. I feel like being funny is a mating call for women.
I definitely think women like a funny nigga. Yeah. Women like to laugh.
Yeah.
They like a nigga. They just don't like for you to tell jokes to other women.
Yeah. Or, you know, women like a funny cliche, but not corny nigga. It's two different types of corny niggas. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, this nigga corny as fuck. Get the fuck away from me. But, like, corny to the fact of, like, do little shit that they seen on TV. Like, even if y'all at the movies, you play around and you do the little arm stretch. Some shit like that. Or mm-hmm. just say a little corny dad joke. Women like that type of thing. They be trying to act like, oh, I need a hood nigga and stuff like that. You know what the fuck I was just saying, thinking about, too?
What?
Well, let's get into the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just thinking about too, just based off of what I was just giving thanks for.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening. I was on the phone with Sharice, and we were listening to like Soulja by Beyonce, and it was like
I need a soldier.
Yeah,
I was just listening to that the other day.
So I'm like, I'm in there, like I'm listening to it. So I'm like, y'all talking, and I was going back to you because you was like, you was all this raunchiness, but Beyonce was telling girls, little girls, she wanted a nigga with deep cut waves and a big dick.
That's
literally what Beyonce was telling.
I don't think it was the big dick.
Yes, it was.
No. Okay, so listen. So hold on. Listen. And one thing I would say, I don't think she was talking to little girls when she was saying that. Why the fuck would she be talking to little girls?
Because that's what we was listening to, nigga.
We was listening to that shit because our parents was listening to that shit right next to us. It was our parents who the music was for, not us. So, and she said, carry big things if you know what I mean.
She's like a big dick.
No, a gun, nigga.
No, nigga.
She said, I need a soldier. No. Someone who carry big things if you know what I mean. No, she talking about guns.
No, she would have said that. She would have said that. Big things, a big dick. A big dick in them big jeans. That's what she wanted.
I don't think that's what it was. Did you just fart?
No, that was a fucking chair. I wish I did, though. I've been backed up all fucking day.
I got some colon cleanser. If you want some, yeah.
Yeah, I think I need it. I need some clay. I've been eating a lot of beef, pork.
That's not good for you.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I've been eating a lot of turkey. Like, it's just brought a bunch of protein. Like, my shit been hard.
You don't be eating veggies.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. And I need to start. I really need to start because I think I had like a fiber rep Malik had. And it's just been going through me. I know y'all probably do not want to hear this part, but I came up with some dumb ideologies mm-hmm. while I was in the house. So I was thinking about just being ugly, because mm-hmm. It's such a societal thing, mm-hmm. I guess. So my biggest thing was, if everyone is considered ugly to somebody, what is technically ugly?
I feel like, let me say this. I feel like there are people who are conventionally attractive, uh-huh. or at least, like, they look nice to look at. And then there are people who are ugly, and it's just not their fault.
Mm.
Like, it's people who are, like, and that's not to be mean to them or anything. They just aren't physically attractive.
Yeah.
And they can't help that. And sometimes...
But that's beautiful to some... Like, it's so weird because it's beautiful to somebody else.
It's not.
Bro, you know it is. Okay, so
listen. There are people who are out here who, yes, can be maybe on the ugly spectrum,
mm-hmm.
but look good to somebody. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who are ugly. And that's not to say they aren't good people and they not rich people or famous people or whatever, but you still are ugly. Yeah. And it's not like, oh, you're ugly to just these people. No, you are ugly.
To the masses.
And it's not like a, I don't know, because it sounds mean, but sometimes people are ugly, and they just can't help it. Sometimes you dealt a shitty hand. Your parents' gene pool wasn't the best. and it's tough. I'm trying to think. I feel like at one point in time, I thought I was ugly.
And I did too. Go ahead. Not you. I'm not saying you. No, I'm not saying you.
At one point in time, I did think that I was ugly, and it was like one of them things, and not even just one point in time. It was like a little large phase in my life where it was like I just felt ugly, and it was just because of my own insecurities. Yeah. But again, where did them insecurities start from? Other motherfuckers projecting on you and telling you, hey, you don't look the best. Hey, you don't this and that. So then you start growing up, and you like me, I have a big nose. Mm-hmm. I've always had a big nose, but it wasn't until 7th grade when somebody pointed it out and was like, hey, you have a big nose, that I started to notice I had a big nose. And like up until like college down there, I had a problem with my nose. I didn't like the way my nose looked because I just felt like, okay, I have a big nose. Everybody tells me my nose is big as fuck. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know if I'm normal. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I don't know if I've been around you. But mm-hmm. like, your nose is very normal to me.
Like, I feel like my nose has grown to the shape of my face and shit too. Like my face, I don't know. Maybe my features were smaller at one point, mm-hmm. but I feel like my face has changed over time too, though. Like I feel like I look better than what I used to. I feel like I've grown.
Good as shit, bro.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glowing out here. But no, for real. So, like, it's one of things. Especially when you are insecure and you have people telling you, hey, you don't look the best, you start to feel like, I don't look the best. I don't, you know, I don't have that confidence. And when you don't have confidence, you feel like you look worse too.
Yeah.
The way I would suggest to, you know, counteract that, start going in the mirror and actually looking at yourself. And don't pick apart yourself. Like, when you, and on some real shit, and I know a little fake ass, little, be happy type shit, but really look into the mirror and look at yourself and just look at all the good things that there is to look at. To see. Because a lot of times, like, I avoided the mirror for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was time to brush my teeth, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm not really looking in the mirror. I'm not really... Now, I walk by the mirror, I gotta stop. I gotta see who the fuck that is in the mirror. That's a
fine ass nigga.
But no, for real. Like, when I look in the mirror now, I'm really okay with who I see. And it's like, I be looking in the mirror, I be like, damn, you really look nice, nigga. You really, like, I look on the camera, I be like, stuck looking at myself now. But I have more confidence than what I used to have.
Yeah.
I'm more secure in myself than what I used to be. And it's like, I don't know. I do feel like I went through a glow up, but I feel like that glow up was part of me just more so caring for myself a little bit more. Not saying like I was like nasty with my body or anything, but just like literally internally caring for myself. When I go in the mirror now, or what I started to do was just go in the mirror and look and be like, you got nice eyes. Yeah. You got nice lips. You got this and that. Your nose isn't bad. You got a nice nose. Shit, you got your father's nose. A lot of people can't be like, I got my daddy's nose. They don't know their daddies.
Or they don't know what the nigga looked like.
Right. But I can do all that. I can, and that was something that I was able to eventually start taking pride in. I got my father's nose. My father was a great person.
Yeah.
So it's like, fuck it. So my kids go at this.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. I ain't gonna lie. That's a dope thing. I was really in my dumb ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you think God knows when he makes ugly people? Because at a point in time, he has to know, like you can't, he's the guy that can't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do he know, like, I messed up on this batch, like a batch of brownies.
I don't think he'd be messing up. I feel like, and not to be like, you being ugly is part of your character development or anything, but nigga, we all supposed to look different. Everybody, if we all look the same, niggas will find a way to make somebody ugly.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a way for anybody to actually look good without people finding a way for them to look ugly.
Yeah. I think the biggest illusion, magic trick there is, attribute. Let's say that, attribute. It's hips. I think that is like one of the biggest like misconstrues, because it's like you see this thing, you know, I'm not going to even say that, you know, I'm going to keep it cute today. I'm going to keep it cute. But yeah, so I dealt with that a little bit too, especially for the, you know, the ugly thing, like in high school. Granted, I went to an all boys school, but it was like, Nas, you ugly as shit, you ugly, da 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 da, all this stuff. But it wasn't necessarily like, it wasn't because it was just like things were happening. So I'm like, damn, like, girls don't like me. I keep getting called ugly. Am I really ugly? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, am I really, like, what I'm seeing? And then it's like, what am I doing to, and now I'm trying to, I guess, improve things. But as teenagers, we never know. Like, we're going through puberty still. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we don't have that time where you're an adult, because we don't see past that at a point in time, because our world seems so very small, and everything is the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times you take into that fault of your peers, because it's like, damn, I'm not socially beautiful as what people say, or this person gets all the women and they don't even look. I know I look better than this nigga, but you know. You got some petty politics for us, man.
Yeah, so I know a lot of y'all, you know, seen that DC Young Fly, his baby mama, she passed away. Let me pull up her name.
I think it was Jackie O.
Yeah, it was Jackie O. So Jackie O passed after trying to get a surgery done or something.
I don't know, alleged.
Yeah, so surgery, it's an alleged surgery that she was trying to undergo, and she ended up passing. My condolences to DC Young Fly, his children, her family, Jackie O's family, everybody, you know, who's affected by this, the Wild Now cast, everybody. Mm-hmm. I know that got to be sad. It's traumatic.
Yeah.
And you would think, like, in this moment, a lot of people would just be sending love. A lot of people would be trying to wrap their arms around DC and just send him love and care in this moment, seeing as how his kids or his child, whoever has lost their mother.
Mother of three, mm-hmm. off all his children. She died at 32.
So still young.
You know what I mean? So
somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's cousin, whoever she is, that's somebody who just, you know, people just took a major loss in their life. And Azealia Banks, for whatever fucking reason, decided that, oh, this would be the perfect time for me to get my fucking revenge. Over so some weird. Shit that I just feel like was not... Who am I to tell you how to feel when it comes to people joking? Like, I'm not going to say you are wrong for being hurt by the comments that was made to you. Even though it is on TV, even though that's what you're there for, and we know that, I'm not going to be mad at you for taking some shit personal or being hurt by it. I'm not. That's one thing. I don't agree with going on social media and, like, I don't know, praising someone's death.
Yeah.
Like, as a ha-ha moment. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I don't know, you're too old, number one.
She's been doing that shit for years.
For years. And it's just like, you've been in the middle of shit for years, and then you've talked about people, and you've dogged people regardless if they was black, white, whatever, and you seem like you come for a lot of black women often. Mm-hmm. And you talk about them like they not shit, and then the moment it happens to you, you're a victim. Mm-hmm. And now you are laughing at a black woman who died out of spite for her dude, which does not make sense. That woman lost her life. Her kids lost their mother. Fuck DC. No,
do not fuck DC.
But in this moment, whatever you have against him isn't even relevant right now. Mm-hmm. If you don't got shit to say nice, don't say shit at all. Right. Even if you feel like, ooh, that's what he get, that's not some shit you share publicly.
Exactly.
You keep that shit to yourself, and you feel however you feel inside. You gonna have to answer to hell. Like, you gonna have to answer to that in hell, because that was not okay.
Yeah.
And then for you to think it's okay to go, and anybody to think it's okay to go on public platforms and, like, praise someone dying in a situation like that. She wasn't a racist. She wasn't somebody who was causing trouble or harm in the world. She wasn't somebody who, like, her death makes the world a better place or nothing.
Right.
She was somebody who just happened to die doing something. And you took that moment and you was like, yeah, this is what you get.
Yeah, that was nuts. I ain't gonna lie. Like, she's been like that since I was probably young, like teenager. And I don't even know how she came into, like, the eye of fame, because I've never heard any fucking music from her.
Literally.
I've only heard her from her Twitter rants. Like, I think she probably got, like, big because I think she was, like, always either antagonizing Nicki Minaj or Rihanna or Beyonce. One of those three women, I know she mm-hmm. was, like, always attacking. But I just don't like that, number one. And it's nothing, like, to make, like, get clout. I don't know if you needed clout over that or instance or anything like that. You know what I mean? That man hurt. And mm-hmm. granted, it's some things you got to put behind you. Like, it's just some things you got to put behind you, bro. Like, for just the piece, like, find healing, find something. You know what I mean?
Find,
like,
your own healing. Because this shouldn't, nobody dying should ever bring you that much joy or satisfaction. And you should never, especially, feel even bold enough to go on social media and praise in it. Like,
yeah,
what's wrong with you? And again, you do probably need healing. You probably need all that for you to feel like this was an okay moment to do that. Oh, yeah, this is what he gets. And I just know, like, whatever the fuck she was saying, who is her PR people?
She's no fucking body. You don't have PR. When you don't have money, you don't have certain things.
I think she got a little bit more money than we do.
I don't give a fuck what she got. But all I know is she don't got no much money as he do. You know what I mean? And like I said, just because you got platforms don't mean you got money.
Yeah, you might be famous. Definitely is true.
You might be just living the same way we living. You know what I mean? You just got a little bit of more likes and followers than us. You know what I mean? But like I said, like that shit ain't cool. And you know,
don't get brownie points for that at all. That I don't know if she thought like the world was gonna be behind her on that, or if she thought like that was something for us to celebrate in. It wasn't. It was never gonna be that at all. Like, you don't do that to people, especially somebody that's somebody's mother, bro. They just lost a mom, and then they're gonna have to, every time that they, like, as they grow up and they go back to this moment in time, they're always gonna be reminded of the little dig you tried to make to him. That's all they're ever gonna see whenever they hear about their mom passing. Oh yeah, and Azealia Banks had this and that to say. Why the fuck would you even want kids to like feel that? Like, you and again, this is why we have to be mindful when we make certain comments and when we speak out on certain things, especially when it's not people who are directly hurting us. If something happened to DC and maybe he got into a car accident and broke his fucking toenail and you wanted to laugh about that, cool. But to laugh at somebody dying, and especially a mother dying, and three kids being without their mom, that ain't shit to ever laugh at. That ain't ever, that was never how you got your revenge. I don't know what make you think God was like, yeah, Azealia, this one is for you. That is not what that was. And for you to take that moment where somebody is grieving and going through some shit, and you take that and you like, yeah, I love this, you a sick ass individual. You need the help.
Yeah.
You really need the help.
And just to even dig a little deeper to that, the blog sites, like, y'all have more of a bigger audience, The Shade Room, The Neighborhood Talk, Hollywood Unlocked, wherever it got posted. You know that I don't give a fuck about reporting the news. That y'all, like, somebody has to have some type of heart.
They
like,
don't.
Somebody has to say, like, this does not need to make news. Like, take, just like, I don't understand why we become robots or something. Like, it has to be something, a part of our career. Like, I had the story to uncover this, or I had to be the blog site to post this, because this, sometimes it's about being a fucking human, bro.
Stop chasing a fucking story, bitch, and chase a check. Well, I mean, no, I guess that's what you're trying to do, but
honestly, yeah. I don't even think, and keep it real, and DC might follow The Shade Room and these other blog sites and stuff like that, because, you know, he's a very notable figure, a public figure at that. So it's like, for him to come and see that, he probably would have never seen that.
Yep.
You know, on her page or something like that. Or maybe a follower might send it to him, or somebody hating might have sent it to him as well. But it's just like, y'all still control what a lot of people see.
Yeah.
And that is like, where is y'all heart at?
Motherfuckers would have never saw that.
Man.
Because there's no reason for people to see it. That shit just would have been where it was at. And it just would have been left alone. Motherfuckers would have never saw that, though. Because it just, people don't need to see negativity. And that's the thing. Sometimes we got to leave that shit in the corner and leave it where it's at.
Literally.
And then, fuck Azealia. Let's get off of her for a second.
Go ahead.
I think we also got to talk about these, what are they called? Like, the surgeons and shit. Like, these companies that push all this shit onto women.
Before you say that, let me say this, because I don't know where, I don't know where you're going with that, but I will say this, though. When it comes to plastic surgery, if you feel like you need it, do it. If you feel like, you know, listen, if you feel like you need it, and it means something for you to do it, because some things you can't control, as in like loose skin or something like that. You know, when you lose a lot of weight, you have a lot of loose skin and you got to kind of tighten it up, or, you know, stuff like that. So I feel like, and I think for her case, she bared a lot of children, so she wanted to tummy tuck or something like that. So my biggest thing is with these plastic surgeons, just anybody that's trying to do it, just be mindful of the risks and things of that nature when you are seeing that type of treatment. That's all I would say to it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I'll say is, number one, I think it's predatory how a lot of these surgeons are with women, especially women in our community. I feel like our women get targeted and it's like, oh, here, improve yourself, improve yourself. I'm not a person that knocks plastic surgery to an extent.
Yeah.
If it's something that you feel like needs to be fixed, cool. But I don't like that we feel like we need to fix shit because other people tell us it's broken. Sometimes even I don't know her situation, so I'm not going to speak on it too much, but even a mother who's had 3, 4, 5 kids, if your stomach is sagging, it's because you did something that motherfuckers can't do. You've had kids. Mm-hmm. You've bared, and that's like what you show. And I'm not saying you got to go around and you got to like always have that on you if that's not what you want to have on you or have to be seen. But it's up to us as society to stop making people feel like their bodies are nasty or unwanted just because you've gone through natural things. You've naturally had kids. Of course your body isn't going to look like how you did when you was fucking 18. You've had kids now.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. It's understandable. And it's like the pressure for everybody to look so fucking pinned up and pushed up together, that's a problem. And it's us as a society, we got to stop pushing that on people. We got to stop trying to push this beauty standard on motherfuckers and tell them, hey, you got to look like this and this is the way it's supposed to be, because it's not. And it's unrealistic.
And if you really look at like the dawn of really time, like honestly, bigger women, like what is considered unhealthy now, bigger women were praised like way back in those little medieval times or stuff like that, because that's what they consider like, oh, more pushing for the cushion and all of, not like that, but you know what I mean? Like, I love big women. Like, that was a big thing. Like, literally, like, it was like one of those things of social acceptance for at that time. And also it meant rich, like even like with,
yeah, it was a sign that you were wealthy because you was at least able to eat enough where you could pick up some weight.
Exactly. So, and now the beauty standard has also changed and stuff from that, even from, I know, even when they were like, oh, natural bodies, of course, sometimes with a video vixen era, they were getting, bodies done and stuff like that, but it was just so low key, like you didn't really know, and it was not really that noticeable. But it's too many people, and I do blame the influencers a lot of the times, you know what I mean? Like, it's too many fat asses, man. It's somebody got to have a normal ass or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not only, it's always like a rare sight, like to see somebody with a natural body that's not trying to get work done. Like, Glorilla's, and she's like, I'm not getting work done. I love it. I love what my body stands for. Coi Leray, I'm not getting nothing done. And if you want something done, that's on, you know what I mean? That's you. That's your life decision, but I feel like and your money.
You wanting something done to your body should really be a genuine thing.
Yeah.
And that's, again, don't take me literal and try to put, like, I'm not trying to police nobody and how they do their body.
Because that's what they're going to go but with.
I just feel like, I if I'm going to make a change to my body, it's because I personally want to make a change to my body.
Yep.
It's not because it's something somebody else put in my ear or something that somebody else said. And that's the problem. A lot of people go get surgeries because of what they hear and other people say about them. Mm-hmm. And again, us as a society, we got to stop pushing those things on people. We got to stop with these unrealistic beauty standards, and we got to stop telling people to go get up under a knife to look, to be happy with themselves. That does not make sense within our society. Why do we keep telling people they have to go out and do other stuff externally to be happy within themselves? Why have we stopped teaching people to love what's inside and to allow that to come outside? Why do we keep telling people, yeah, go stitch that shit up and you'll be all right? That's not cool. It's not okay. And then it's like, just look at the generation. Like, you got 18-year-olds, again, we've talked about this on previous episodes, 18-year-olds going out to go get BBLs. You ain't even went through your body yet. You ain't even, like, mature yet. Your body hasn't matured. Your body has not seen anything yet where, like, you rushing stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's because you feel this pressure. And let me say this. The pressure isn't fair. Pressure is not fair. And it's like, we got to be better as people, I feel like. We got to be better as people, and we got to stop with this. Because, again, it goes back to just the ugly thing. Like, even if somebody is ugly, let them be ugly. You don't have to tell people that they are ugly. Mm. You don't have to point it out and let a person can look in the mirror and be like, I'm ugly, and see that shit.
Yeah.
And some people, I feel like you can look in the mirror and be like, I'm ugly, but I'm okay with that. Because I'm so serious. I feel like you can look in the mirror and be like, I'm not the most attractive person, but I'm all right with it. It's cool. But now it's like, y'all force people to hate themselves and motherfuckers is buying into all these drugs, all these surgeries, doing all this extra shit with their bodies. And it's like, we don't even tell people, like, yo, just work out a little bit. Yeah. Or, I don't know, try to, like, let's do this in a healthy way. Everybody has to do it such in such a rush. And even with working out, like, telling people to work out isn't okay. I feel like.
Are you throwing shots?
Nah.
Oh, I was about to say.
I just feel like you shouldn't, like, if you don't like the way a person looks, or if you feel like a person is gaining weight or not gaining weight, or they need to pick up muscle or slim, whatever, that's not your place. Shut the fuck up and mind your business. Somebody, I was getting out the car the other day, this white man, white people don't never stay in their fucking place. He go tell me, because I'm getting out your car.
Okay.
He said, you almost too big for that car.
Bitch.
I'm like, what? I said, what? Fuck is you saying?
Right.
Nigga, why? That has nothing to do with you. I said, you want to buy me a new car?
Right.
Because you felt the need to say something. Don't fucking talk to me. Especially if that's how you start your conversation. You almost too big for the car. That's bitch, nuts. Buy me another one.
That's nuts. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
That was nuts. That was uncalled for. For sure, that was
on. I'm like, what? I was so confused. I'm like, nigga, is this how you start your fucking day? Because it's, mind you, it's still early as fuck. I just dropped you off at that time. Where was I headed? I think I'm headed to work or some shit.
Oh, I was thinking of the day, but I was like,
I had to go get gas because this nigga gave me his car while it was on E.
Gas tank on E, but all drinks on me. What is that?
I didn't even know if I was gonna make it to work or not.
But That's all our petty politics for today.
Yeah, love y'all bodies, bro. Y'all got some beautiful bodies without the surgery,
man.
If you got cellulite in your ass or whatever, it's perfectly fine, nigga. That is so natural. That is to be expected. Stop trying to get rid of your fucking strawberry legs. I don't know who the fuck even coined the term strawberry legs.
Strawberry legs.
When you have little
lumps and
not even lumps. It's motherfucking like freckles on your legs where you're like your hair. That is some natural shit. I've never, and again, women, stop doing that to each other too, because y'all would pick some shit out on each other and be like, oh, nobody likes this. And then when y'all get into the bedroom with niggas, you be like, oh, I'm going to cover this up. And then we got to be like, why are you covering up?
Bro.
I'm so confused. Why are you doing this right now? And then you find out it's because y'all done taught each other to hate that part of yourself. Stop teaching hate amongst each other. Stop teaching hate to each other. And I don't know, bro. Find some way to share some fucking love or something, bro.
Yep. Because you know what? Stretch marks, sexy.
Yeah.
Cellulite, sexy. That little dark part behind, before you get to the butt, sexy. I ain't gonna lie. It was one girl, and she got some of the best skin I've ever touched in my life. I swear to God, her skin was so smooth, nigga. I went to go hug her. She almost slipped out because how, like, you know how soap slip out your hand? That's how her skin was beautiful. Nigga, it was like marble.
All right, like, motherfuckers, sound like you trying to live in it.
I swear, bro. It was, I asked her, I was like, what's your routine? She's like, soap and water. I said, you so ghetto.
Talking about you so ghetto.
But nah, what did I want to say to that? Damn, what did I want to say?
I don't know. I was saying love yourself.
Love yourself, but no, that wasn't that. We went to the movies. Boom, that's what I wanted to talk about.
We did.
We went to the movies, and we seen Across the Spider-Verse,
across,
right?
Across the Spider-Verse.
Number one, I'm going to tell you all the things. We were late because of Vince.
We wasn't late because of Vince.
The movie started at 7 o'clock, and we're right around the corner from the movie theaters.
No, I said the movie started at 7.
7 o'clock.
He said it started around 7. He did not say at 7. He said around 7.
7 o'clock. I said we can go to the 7 o'clock movie. So we try to go to the 7 o'clock movie. We were late because of Vince. Now we have this thick-ass line. The movie theaters have been, like, really, like, packed. Like, more packed than is. Even last summer, it was never this really packed in that theater. It was packed, and then we waiting in line. We probably missed, like, a good 5 minutes in the movie.
I feel like it wasn't that. It was that little part with Gwen ass.
Didn't care for it? Yeah, I didn't really care for it. I mean, we can talk about it. If they didn't see it, then you go see it. Cut this cup of the fucking show off. But skip through it and watch the whole thing.
Cut the cameras, dead ass.
But yeah, so we went to go see it. Number one, my seats did not recline.
Really?
Bro.
Oh, my seats was reclining.
Bro, my seats did not recline. Me and Sharice were so fucking...
Neither one of y'all was reclining?
No. We was hitting that button. Then we kept trying to fake lift up our feet with the thing.
So then the AC was not on in that bitch. Or on the top, because we was sweating bullets.
Really? What the fuck was that with y'all? I was chilly.
Then the lady next to us is jumping like, oh. I'm like, bitch, this not even a fucking horror film.
I told you, the people was fucking at the last theater I was at.
Yeah, they was fucking at the Little Mermaid. They had their own little ocean.
Literally fucking while it was people. It's nothing but kids in there. Nothing but kids, and y'all fucking in the thing.
At Little Mermaid. You would be fucked up if she had like a fishnail. It's her shit. It would've been fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. You know, Samora has this one joke. It was like eating a tuna sandwich in the movie theater. Like what people used to bring food and shit and bringing a tuna sandwich in the movie theater. She got that joke. But back to it. My initial thoughts, I give it a 7 out of 10. I give it a 7 out of 10.
I give it a 8 out of 10. I don't know. The movie was really good. I like the movie. I liked the movie. The pacing was really good. I feel like they gave us a nice story. It was good.
It was a lot of parts that was not needed. It was a lot of parts that I'm like, this scene is dragging, y'all. Like, can we get to the next part? Like, right now.
I really, I was enjoying the movie the whole way through. I'm not gonna lie.
You're a cartoon buff, so I think you.
I really fucked with the art too. I loved how like so there's a scene. Spoiler alert. There's a scene with Gwen and her dad, and she's talking to him, and like when she first comes in, they're not on good terms, and so like the scene, I feel like them niggas use Procreate. I'm not gonna lie, I be using that. I think that's what they use too. They at least use some digital art shit, of course. But that shit look like Procreate, cause I be doing that. But there's a part, and they're talking, and the room, the atmosphere in the room is smudgy, and it's not dirty, but it's just dark, and there's like it's like watercolors and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like as they talking shit, the room is kind of melting. Like with the colors and shit, but it's still staying formatted, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you can still tell that they're in a room and shit, but you just see like the colors and shit starting to melt within the background. And as their conversation develops and they get further into it and they reach like a resolution, and you know, it's like love, she goes in to hug them. And as soon as she hugs them, like the room changes. And it's back to like being a normal house. It's like everything is solid now. The color is much more brighter. And like to me, that showed me more than just like a few lines and shit. That's like detail. That's a lot of detail to put in, because you're putting in all this work and shit behind to show the story. Because you're showing the story in more ways than just one. So like, all that shit in the background is telling its own story. It's telling you how, okay, she coming in and things are dark, things are like milling. That means it's like in a chaotic state. And then as they piecing it together, as they talking and getting through it, you see shit getting back to how it was, and like it's almost getting cleaner and shit. Yeah. And like, that was really dope. I love the art style in there. Shout out to all the Black Spider-Man within the Spider-Verse. I fuck with y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all was doing y'all thing. Shout out to the Lego Spider-Man. That was funny as fuck.
I seen the piece of like the one that was like punk rock Spider-Man or something like that. They said it took 3 to 5 years to make that, because it was different rips of like magazines, like actual magazines and stuff. But not only that, you know how like the scenes where he was black and white, I don't know if you've seen this already, but the scenes that he was black and white, they ran out of ink. So that's why some of the scenes he was just like, but it fit perfectly. I seen that on one of the podcasts.
How the fuck did they run out of ink?
I guess they was using so much color, because that it requires a lot. And you know, when you're doing something like that, you gotta like bit by bit by bit by bit by bit.
So, whoever did that definitely put in a lot of work, because that looked, again though, the movie was a great movie, but it looked like something they made off of Procreate. Like you could do animation and shit on Procreate, and it just looked like somebody did a whole storyboard thing on there and let that shit go. The scene where they chasing him, like, great ass scene. I liked that scene. That was a very fun scene to watch. I love how everything was going on all at once while he's trying to get up out of there and he trying to figure a way out. I like his story.
Yeah,
Miles has a good story, and I feel like there are things that we were scared of seeing come up out of the movie, and hopefully it does not happen. Hopefully, like he said, he's going to make his own story. He's going to be the one to determine his story. I really hope that happens.
Dancing around it. Tell these motherfuckers the movie, man. It's like, no, we got the 5 minutes on and stuff like that. But what I will say about the movie, it was dope. I will give it a 7 because it was some parts, like I said, was long-winded and stuff like that. But it was a dope movie to see. And to also see, like, the different Spider-Mans, man. I feel like Spider-Man has probably is number one. I think out of all superheroes, Spider-Man might be the number one. Most relatable.
Really?
Most charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Heroic. He got spider senses. Everybody wanted to be Spider-Man. It's not one kid that does not want to be Spider-Man, bro.
Spider-Man was cool. Spider-Man was always cool, but he's always the had the X-Men. I always had them.
Bro, Spider-Man's over every superhero, bro.
He's not, though.
Yes, he is. Every Spider-Man movie besides the, I would say the Andrew Garfield one, because that's like the
least favorite ones. I did not like those.
Yeah. But I said, like, every Spider-Man from that point was decent,
but
bro.
Let me say this. One thing I'll say about, I did not care for the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies. I still watched them. I did not care for them. But in Amazing Spider-Man or No Way Home or whatever, that made me care for his story.
Yeah.
Like, because it gave... like that to me was like his part three to his movie too as well. And so like the way he sat there and he was like, nigga, I was fucking up. I don't know. I thought I had everything together. Shit was going crazy. Shit was not working out. Things didn't work out the way I wanted them to.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, he was just not a shitty Spider-Man, but he was the Spider-Man in that universe that was just going through shit. His story was a little bit different, which to me was like, It brought up his character. It rebuilt who his character was and kind of gave him redemption, especially with saving MJ.
Yeah. But more and more, I feel like, you know, this is my last point before we get up out of here. More and more, I think, like I said, I think it's Spider-Man and it's Batman. And I feel like they're like the same people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they always, the traditional Batman story, you always have to go through this one part of your life. Mm-hmm. And the same with Spider-Man. You always got to lose an Uncle Ben. You always, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So it's like, Their stories are make, that's why people love them so much, because they still have their human aspect. They're not so super that is like, oh, I can't relate to Spider-Man. But it's like, damn, I could be Spider-Man one day. Like, I can get bit by a spider. Nigga, I wanted to get bit by a spider one time.
I definitely wanted to get bit by a spider. I won't say I was never a fan of Spider-Man, because I think Spider-Man might have been, it wasn't my first superhero movie. But I think it was the first superhero movie that I registered. Because I watched X-Men first. I feel like that might have been my... And I mean, I watched the old Batman movies. I don't count those. So. Yeah. But this was like my first, like, okay, realistic kind of superhero movie. Not a comic book kind of superhero movie. And it was good. I really like Spider-Man. Spider-Man, cool. He not my favorite superhero, though. Just because, my nigga, you got, what, super strength.
Spidey senses,
and you can toss web, and I don't knock it.
It's and you cool. can walk, you can
climb, you can walls, do a and lot shit. Of cool. shit
with Spider-Man.
But my nigga, unless you have energy blast coming out your fucking head, nobody's gonna top motherfuckers being able to throw plasma and shit out their hands.
No, bro,
and just like radiation and shit. I'm sorry, you're not gonna top that. Nobody's ever gonna top the Phoenix.
And he's smart.
He is smart, but every fucking superhero's smart, damn near.
That's true. I give you that. So I'm gonna hit this button if it's the right fucking button. Oh, that's the only button we have. It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
I don't know. Like I said, maybe you going through your journey, you going through life and shit, and you trying to figure out what the fuck is next. I don't know, bro. Be hopeful. I feel like sometimes we be in a moment where we can't see what's coming for us, and not in a bad way, because I feel like there might be a lot of good coming for us, and we just don't know. We be in a place where it's like, oh, all we feel is bad, all we feel is the hurt. And shit, and we can't be open or receptive to the good. But the good is coming, bro. You just gotta open up your chakras, whatever you call it. Open that shit up and allow the good energy to flow in within you.
My positive message to get to the week, I was listening to a book one of my coworkers suggested me to listen to, and it says Don't Cry For Me by Daniel Black.
Oh, wow.
You still reading that?
Oh, you... Yeah. What are you listening on?
Libby.
I couldn't find that on Libby for audio.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it on audio.
That might be because of you.
It should be another copy, but it was... What stuck out to me the most, he was talking about him and his brother were laying across from each other, similar to like the life scene of like Eddie Murphy. And then when they was talking about their dreams and goals, and the little boy says to his brother, like, what are stars?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, stars are God's thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so beautiful to just like think of that. Yeah. Because like, not every planet might not have life. Not every planet might be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the thought of creativity. Let's put it like that. Yeah. It's God, what God thought, oh, this might be great. Or this might be great. And it's so many stars in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, it's like...
That was beautiful, right? That's the shit. I'm going to use that shit.
It was really good. So like what I said, just make, you know, whatever your world is, you have many thoughts and be as creative as possible. So And it's not necessarily any perfect thing in this world. I know I always preach nothing's perfect, but for real, like, it's nothing perfect in this world. So whatever thought you have, try it. If it doesn't work, make another planet. That's how life goes.
And so, then like, just one, I think one of the best takeaways from that is just because, again, the way shit looks, like he said, what the fuck is the stars for? And bro answered, those are God's thoughts. Those are God's thoughts. He could have just been like, those are other places up there. Those are other things. It's nothing to worry about or whatever. Or he could have, those are burning fucking gases or collapsed stars or whatever, suns, whatever you want to call them. But he gave that shit meaning. He gave it life. And that's how we need to be moving. We got to move like, okay, I don't know. I just feel like that was beautiful.
Good. That was good.
We got to be moving like that, though.
With that being said, make sure you hop in the comment section. Make sure you talk engage with what we're going to put in. Make sure you check out on our Spotify. Give us a 5-star review. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And with that being said, I am Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being Aqua Water. See you next week.
Woo, white people claps because we don't have our buttons.